In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us.
Write us. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my cousin owns the car wash. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old hopeless romantic, and I got married too quickly to a man that I barely knew. Now, all of my family is in my business, and I'm so disappointed in myself. I met a man that's from another city, and after we dated for a few months, he came to visit me and never left. He quickly got a great job, and he got settled in. He has a friend in town, so he's usually hanging out with him, or he's at work. I never suspected he was cheating on me until 3 days ago when I found out that he's had sex in his car. My cousin owns a car wash and he specializes in wheels and detailing leather seats. My husband's Escalade is his pride and joy, so he gets it washed often. I did not know he was going all the way across town to get his car washed until I got a call from my cousin's wife. She said my husband has brought his truck to the car wash a few times, and he's always got interesting stains and pieces of weave all over the truck. My cousin figured out that it's my husband after he saw a business card in the truck. See, my cousin wasn't invited to my wedding because he is on the ghetto side of my family, so he didn't know my husband. I just hate that before my cousin's wife called me, she called my mom and told her that my husband has been having sex in his truck and getting it cleaned afterwards. I asked my husband about the rumor, and he threatened to fight my cousin and out him as a liar and a bad businessman. I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with like that. If my husband is not cheating, why would he be so upset? I don't see my cousin hating on my husband for no reason, since my family knows. Can my marriage survive this? Well, you really don't have much of a marriage to survive anything. You know, you guys don't even spend a lot of time together. You said he's over at his friend's house or he's over at work. It sounds like your man is cheating and everyone knows it. Your family is messy and you are right. Your cousin's wife didn't have to blast the business to your mom. But you said yourself that you barely know this man. I mean, you barely knew him when you married him. He's probably doing what he normally did when he was single in that other town. But you didn't know him then, so you don't have anything to compare his behavior to. And when you asked him about it, he didn't deny it. He didn't say absolutely not. No, he didn't. Blah, 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 blah. He didn't even try to lie. He just didn't deny it and said he was going to give your cousin a beatdown. It looks like your husband is cheating, not if he's cheating, like you wrote in the letter. Steve, that's what you need to wrap your mind around. Your marriage marriage is in trouble, and I don't see how you're going to get past this one. Let's see what kind of lies we can come up with for this one. Steve?
Well, I don't think it's really got to be no lies, because if I just analyze this letter properly, I mean, let's go through this.
It's circumstance.
How many times has this circumstance? See, we're dealing with circumstance. Okay, watch how we do this. This woman says that I'm a 29-year-old hopeless romantic. I got married too quickly to a man that I barely knew. Now, I don't know if this is the definition of a hopeless romantic. This is not what this is. I think this is called crazy. This may just be crazy. Might not have nothing to do with you being a hopeless romantic at all, because you married a man you didn't hardly know. What they got to do with it? And I'm so disappointed in myself. Now all your family's in your business, you say. You say you met this man from another city. Y'all dated a few months. Came to visit me and never left. That didn't seem strange to you? How can a man come from another city, visit you, and never go back? Where he work? Where he live? Where his house? What's his lease payment? He ain't got no lease nowhere. What? How you just go visit and then don't go back? That's not being a hopeless romantic. Something's wrong with this. He quickly got a great job. Okay. Settled in. He got a friend in town. He usually hanging out with him or he's at work. Then the lady said, I never suspected he was cheating on me until 3 days ago. Now, here's what this whole letter is about. My cousin owns the car wash. And then I don't know why she threw this in here. He specializes in wheels and detail in leather seats. So, got car wash. Everybody got a car wash, wiping seats and doing wheels. Everybody with a car wash. Anyway, my husband's Escalade is his pride and joy, so he gets it washed often. Here's another precarious line. I did not know he was going all the way across town to get his car washed. What difference do that make? Where he get his car washed? What? Maybe it's because it's a great car wash. Remember, your cousin specializes in wheels and leather seats. He went over there for a specialty. And all of this was going good until you got a call from your cousin's wife. When we come back, I will tell you what's wrong with this whole letter.
All right, Steve. All right, hang on for part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my cousin owns the car wash. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my cousin owns the car wash.
Before I do this letter, I've noticed a trend in Shirley and I's responses to these letters. If a man is accused of cheating, if a man has circumstantial evidence about cheating, then my partner in crime, who we are supposed to give our own opinions and separate looks at this, 98% of the time gonna ride his to the police station and lock his up for cheating.
Absolutely.
And in this letter, there was no difference, but I have several problems with this letter. Mm-hmm. All right, so after she calls herself a romantic, hopeless romantic, meets this guy she barely knew, guy leaves town one time, comes to visit her and never goes back. That's odd. He gets a job quickly, settles in. She's embarrassed by this because now she'd have married a man she hardly knew and the family all up in the business. And so everything is going right and she had no suspicions of him cheating until 3 days ago when he took his car to a car wash that specializes in wheels and leather seats. Okay, we got that right. Now, she gets a call from her cousin's wife. Now, this is where the letter takes a turn. She said that my husband brought his truck to the car wash a few times, and he's always got interesting stains and pieces of weave all over the truck. This is what your cousin's wife said. You've never seen the weave in the truck, and you've never seen any stains. Okay, that's just a fact. So we're going based on what your cousin's wife told you. Now listen to this. My cousin figured out that it's my husband's after he saw a business card in the truck. Now, then here we go. See, my cousin wasn't invited to my wedding because he's on the ghetto side of my family. So he didn't know my husband. This is very important information. She didn't invite that side of the family because they ghetto. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then she says, I just hate that before my cousin's wife called me, she called my mom and told her that my husband has been having sex in his truck and getting it cleaned afterwards. Okay, how'd she know that? Y'all, I mean, really.
The stains and the weave.
The stains and the weave. That the wife ain't never seen. You just said they ghetto and you ain't invite them to the wedding. Now, I'm going to show you something else in here that gets a little crazy.
So that's payback because they didn't come from to the wedding? They didn't get invited?
No, listen to this. I asked my husband about the rumor, and he threatened to fight my cousin and out him as a liar and a bad businessman, as he should. Mm-hmm. I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with like that. Now, this is good information, because you just said you didn't invite your husband to the wedding because he ghetto.
Cousin. Cousin. Uh-huh.
No, cousin. Mm-hmm. To the wedding. Uh-huh. Because he ghetto. Okay.
And so, now, this is a fair warning. If you go over there and fight the dude that owned the car wash, you're going to get your ass whooped. That's what this is about.
That's
get your ass whooped. But now, she's saying, if he didn't cheat, why is he doing this? But I assured him that my cousin is not the one to be played with. Why would he be so upset? I don't see my husband hating. I don't see my cousin hating on my husband for no reason, since my family knows, can my marriage survive this? Now, I think you know that your family on that side is messy. I think
very,
you know that.
Very messy.
And this woman has speculated that there's some stains and weave in the truck that you've never seen. And now you ain't invite us to the wedding, so you must think you all that in a bag of chips. So now let me show you that you ain't all that. And I'm going to tell your mama he was having sex in the truck. How you know that? What stains?
But Steve, just because she didn't see it, does that mean that it didn't happen?
But so then you going to end your marriage based on that?
She has what to stains? See it. You're saying she has to
what
see
stains?
The stains in the weave?
What stains, Shirley?
The stains that the cousin saw in the back seat.
What were the stains?
When he was cleaning the leather seats.
What was they sold about?
She didn't specify the stains.
She didn't specify because she's messy.
Yeah, they're messy.
And
we've established that they're messy.
But see, hold up, though. Let me ask you something. So, does the cousin's wife work at the car wash.
Well, it sounds like she does. Yeah.
So if she ain't washing cars, how she know what's in the car? Now, I doubt if he owned the cars, car wash, mm-hmm. that his wife is out there washing cars. I doubt that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this reeks of hate for not being invited to the wedding.
Get back.
I don't see y'all ruining your... Well, look, you married the man too soon. The man might be cheating, but you going to end it on this speculation. You should have ended it on something that you knew and not on hearsay. And if you take if you took this to court, you would lose. I just want to tell you that because you have no evidence. You ain't seen no pictures of him. You ain't went through his phone. You ain't got no text messages. You getting a DNA report off of forensic science, heifer, that ain't even a forensic scientist.
All right, leave us some comments.
I don't think the man might not be cheating at all. Sorry, Shirley.
And he might be. Sorry, Steve. Leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.